Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, the lovely East Coast correspondent Allie Brent, chastity belt for a man story. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee, and when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now
and then.
You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, good morning, Bob and Tom.
Yes, hello.
How you doing?
Fine, who's this?
Well, I'd rather not give my name.
All right.
I represent a small troop of traveling players.
Yes.
You mean like you
guys like a Shakespeare troupe
live,
or something?
Live stage play?
Live theater?
Exactly.
I see.
Only we recreate famous adult cinema movies.
So you'll bring your troupe to someone's house and perform?
That's exactly right. That's... I knew you were a player, Bob.
What is the name of your troupe?
What is the name of our troupe?
That's the question I was asking you. You see, you have a theater traveling theater troupe doing adult pornographic. I was wondering if you had a name for the troupe.
I'll let you talk to my partner.
All right.
Can you hang on?
Yes, we can.
Great. Sure. Bob and Tom?
Yes.
Yeah, how you doing?
Fine. You're a member of the, I guess, adult theater troupe?
Yeah. We go do a live, sort of a Shakespeare in the Park kind of thing.
So you have right now, right
currently
now.
It's just the two of you?
Currently it's just...
So it's an all-male troupe then.
Just the two of you guys?
I thought you were recreating classic adult cinema.
What's the name of your troupe?
Well, it's funny you should ask that.
Uh-huh.
Hold on. Let me put my partner on.
Hello?
Hello, Bob and Tom.
Just the two of you guys, and you are...
Our troupe's called Live Sex Acts in Your Home.
Catchy name.
What do you guys charge for a live performance?
$5,000.
$5,000?
What's the name of the troupe again? The two guys who perform
live sex acts in your home.
You know, that's a catchy name.
It really is.
We'd like to do a scene for you if we could.
Okay.
And
this is from what production?
This is from our annual summer Julius Caesar.
Oh, okay. Kind of a Shakespeare thing.
Shakespeare in the Park. All right. Okay.
This is scene two.
All right. Okay.
Julius Caesar.
All right.
Hey, Mark Anthony, is that you?
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Josh. Through the glass, I can see Pat Godwin, and I can see Jessica Alsman. There's Christy. I'm Tom. Got a big crowd here today. There's a Willie G. let's see, who am I missing? Oh, there we go. The blonde woman at the top right of my screen is the lovely comedian Allie Breen. Allie, where are you today?
I'm in New York City.
Okay. Because every week it's a different location.
I know.
Okay. Well, it's good to see you. And anything we need to catch Allie up on in the news today? Anything of interest?
That's not really her segment.
I know. I just thought perhaps we would.
Chastity belt thing?
We did have that sex toy thing.
I mean, that was just weird. Ooh. There's a chastity belt for men. And there's an organization that I guess critiques this sort of thing and reviews them. And apparently, this thing involves, it can be unlocked with an app. Is that correct?
Yes.
And they were concerned that it might.
Wow.
The app might break.
And you would never be able to get out of it.
What if the internet goes down? You know.
Yeah, there's that.
God forbid. That's the one.
Wow.
The one day you don't want to be wearing Iron Mike, whatever this thing is called.
Like a kinky thing, or is that for women who don't trust their men?
Well, probably both.
I think it's a kinky weird thing.
Yeah. Yep.
That
wiener's mine, and only I can tell you when it can come out.
Oh, she loves me.
Would you go to that much trouble if your guy was? I would.
I know.
If you're going to cheat on me, get the hell out. I'm not going to put a lock on your
chastity belt.
Yeah.
This is one of those, out there fetishes.
Not necessarily.
The guy loves it. The guy loves it. That's. But yes, no, I would say it's a small percentage of people who want that. Yeah.
Very tiny, I would think. Yeah.
When do you break that to him? First date?
Yeah. Oh, gosh, no. No.
By the way,
depends on how you meet, I guess.
In my briefcase, by the way, I have the Iron Mike 4000. You'll be clamping it on me.
That's probably helped a lot of people in those areas, because now you can go on the internet and find a dating site to meet any criteria.
Sure. Oh, absolutely.
And so you don't have to go to the mainstream and wade through 50 people.
Yeah, and back in the days when you wanted to find a guy to castrate you, you really had to...
You're taking it to another level.
A lot of small talk.
Yeah.
Now.
Oh, you guys haven't been on Chopper? A lot of fun.
No, but that actually.
Ooh, Chopper. All right.
Really happened. We had a rather unpleasant news story about
some guy's garage, right?
Yeah. On the kitchen table. Oof.
Kitchen table.
But it's one of those things you get to do once.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All but it was worth it.
Yeah. Obviously, wait a minute. I don't want to do it during this song.
Yeah.
It's got to be Frampton.
Okay. It's Allie. I know you have a number of letters. Let's get right to it. What have you got?
Dear Allie, I'm a cis woman who always enjoyed dating and never wanted to get married. Until now, I've been dating a guy for a year who I'm totally in love with.
Hey, Allie, real
problem
quick.
Problem is...
I'm sorry, what's a cis woman?
I looked it up because I wasn't sure. It's literally just a woman who likes men.
I'm a cisgender woman because I'm a woman. I was born a woman, or sexual organs are female, and I identify as female.
Yep, it means you identify with
your
parts.
And you like... Oh, it's not about liking men, though?
And I think you also like women, or men. Jesus.
Really?
I am so confused right now.
Me, I'm a cis woman.
And in this instance, we can just, I'm a woman.
You're a woman. Why do you have to say I'm a cis woman?
To be inclusive
or whatever. It's,
okay. What's the letter say?
There are new rules.
Okay.
What if I like everybody? Then what am I?
That has nothing to do with sex. That's a different thing.
Okay.
then you're a little slutty.
Of course, what you want there. Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, I certainly
not
didn't
you, Christy. You were just speculating.
I just thought there was a name for that.
I have not heard that yet, but I can't keep up.
Same here. I think there's a name for everything.
It's short for the term cisgender. Yeah, we don't have to worry about it.
All right.
Just go on to the next thing.
That didn't help. Short for the word cisgender.
Yeah. Okay. So she's a woman. She didn't want to get married.
She's a woman.
She's dating a guy. She's in love, and she wants to marry now.
Yes, so she finally wants to marry a guy. Problem is, he's married and not planning on leaving his family. Should I tell the wife and see what happens, or be content being the other woman?
So she's the typical other woman. She had a sound.
Yeah.
She's a typical woman that likes to ruin other people's lives.
Wait a minute. Chrissy's got her nails on.
You're dating a married man.
And wants him to leave his family.
No.
I mean, that's a real...
And if he did, he would then cheat on you.
That's right.
Just like he did with his wife. So you're not special.
Okay. Yeah, there's no good answer for this one.
Once a cheater, always a cheater.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but no one thinks it'll happen to them.
Keep looking. Plenty of fish in the sea and plenty of is this fish a thing? I don't know.
Sisyphus.
No idea.
Sisyphus is a fish.
Let's move on. I don't see any answers in this one.
Dear Allie, I've been having a lot of hot, long-distance sexting relationships since the beginning of COVID, and now I can finally have my girlfriend come visit me. She wants to stay a week, and I have a small one-bedroom apartment. We get along great, but is this a bad idea?
A week? And this guy's worried about it? Jeez.
Well, I guess if they've never met, though, a week's a lot for the first date.
Yeah. You know, oh, wait a minute. Okay. I was confused. Yeah. Yeah, so too. I thought he was having these long-distance relationships with other women, and now his girlfriend was coming. So it's the same girl.
I think it's that he was having sexting relationships, and the one that became his girlfriend
is now coming to visit.
Yeah.
It's a long visit.
Yeah, and it's not like you can just like leave and go see a movie if things get awkward. So yeah, it could be bad. It could be tricky. I don't know.
Yeah, if you get into a fight, you have to go to the bathroom.
I mean, then make it 3 days.
Well, how do you do that?
That's
go, hey, by the way, you're not coming for a week. You're coming for 3 days.
Or she goes to an apartment. I mean, a motel.
And she goes, "How come?" That's what I decided.
So you're in charge. You didn't say that last night at 11:30 when you were screaming out my name as you soiled the.
I don't like this idea. Tom is a girl. No, let's not do that.
Okay. I can't imagine dating in the time of COVID. It has to be really difficult.
Pat, you want to take this?
You don't do it. Stay away for now. Stay safe.
All right. Allie, I assume, are you date free, or have you had an actual date since this started?
No, I haven't had a date since this started. Not a real one. I've had some whatever texting, borderline sexting stuff, but that's
incoming or outgoing.
Both.
What are some of the things you said?
Yep.
the way it works, there's incoming, then there's outgoing.
That's sexting, all right.
Allie, were these photographic missives or
answer the man?
There might have been some photographs going back and forth.
Really?
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, people do that.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
that's what
that.
It is. That's the time of COVID.
This
that's
is Allie's segment. We're giving her an opportunity to open up.
To put it all out there.
Yeah.
Okay. And to email us.
Now, do you have, when you do that, do you have a tripod?
Does he have a tripod?
Yeah, Allie, do you use your ring light?
What's your ring light?
And my ring light.
I mean, are your arms long enough to do a handheld thing, or do you get one of those sticks? One of those?
Oh, yeah, you can do a handheld thing.
Selfie
and
stick?
Then I have no ring light, but there's some heavy filtering going on. No, yeah, just some selfieing that goes, you can get everything without your face easy with a hand, with a arm, with a.
Okay. All right.
With a, yeah. Yeah.
Your parents know you do this with boys?
I don't know.
Do now they parents, do.
You know
no, you do this
from,
with
right?
boys. Is that what you just said? Yeah. In case you missed it, Allie, Josh wants to know if your parents know you do this with boys. So is the idea then not have your face in it? Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's definitely the idea. And I will say that on the other hand, when guys are sending pictures in, it's fun at the time, but I've gone back through photos and I'm like, oh God, you don't want to keep those in your phone.
No. Yeah, that's hilarious. In the throes, it's kind of exciting, and then but later, hey, exactly. Out of context.
I forget which one of our guests was telling us this. Whenever he would do a comedy show, and afterward, obviously pre-COVID, when you could live a real life, and he would would always say, oh, let's do some selfies, and he would take the phone. Hold it up, take the picture, and then while chatting, he would start going through their photos.
What a creep.
And he said, like usually he didn't have to go back more than about 10 before he started finding the rather inappropriate.
Tim Cavanaugh.
It was not Tim. Oh, no.
I will say there's nothing more terrifying than when a niece or nephew wants to take your phone and start scrolling through. You're like, oh, God.
Okay. Is your phone toxic? Chick, do you have anything on your phone you'd be embarrassed about?
Not a thing.
My phone is like 10,000 pictures of my kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's 95% okay.
95. That means it's 5% smut.
Yeah.
It's art.
What about you, Allie? Jessica, what about you, Jess? I know you're in long term. Do you guys ever do any sexting?
No, I've never taken anything a little shreddy.
See, you know, Jessica, that's weird because Donnie and I sexed.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, that's so odd.
Odd?
Yeah.
He was already out of the mood before.
Fine. Now, Patty G, you're out there. You're looking.
Yeah, but I share an account with my son, so it's the St. Patrick's Cathedral on my phone.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Very, very clean. All right.
Good.
Ace, I can only imagine.
Nothing impure.
More than PG. Ace.
No, mine's clean. Mm. Yeah.
I was going to say that Ace does all of his sexting with Polaroids. He's kind of old school.
Yeah. Ace actually agreed. We should tell you that Ace literally has, I think, 4 functioning VCRs at his house.
Correct. And 3 Polaroids.
Oh, that's
and 3
amazing.
Polaroids. Okay,
that's
very awesome. Good. So for Christmas, I can get those you a Polaroid film. Boy,
that'd be great.
If you own VCRs and a Polaroid camera, you are on a list.
Yes. Have a VCR. I think it's normal, but
so,
4.
Okay. Well, so Josh?
Yeah.
Not now.
Right.
But in a previous era
yeah.
of the Josh Arnold life, if you will, was there anything in your phone that would be considered to be inappropriate?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Not of me.
Of Brett Favre?
I have sent...
of Brett Favre?
I have sent some Farvian photos before.
Oh, I see.
They were requested. They were not unsolicited.
Right.
But I did not keep those. Yeah, so...
Now,
that was years ago.
Now, when you delete stuff, is it still in the ether?
I guess.
Is it still in your phone, even though you've deleted it?
Or in the cloud or something. Yeah, there's probably something out there. But
so you're not a guy who reuses it. If you had a really good one, you wouldn't reuse it with another girl?
No.
Delete it immediately?
No, because I wouldn't want to get reused photos.
Yeah.
Would you ever take a picture from a magazine? And
Nope. Not going to. Well, I mean, no.
How come it says page 4 at the bottom of your DP?
When were you in ESPN The Body Issue? When did that happen?
I'm sorry, Allie, we're off topic. What have you got else? What have you got else? Did I just say that? What else have you got? I think is what I meant to say.
Dear Allie, I stalk my boyfriend's ex on Instagram, and she changes her account from public to private all the time. It makes me suspicious, but I don't know why.
You sound like a healthy person.
About.
Oh, gosh. I know people who do this in an effort to get more followers, so
what?
Maybe it could just be that. Yeah, give
really?
Me the benefit of the doubt. Yeah.
So she's afraid.
Wait, how does that...
Because if you, let's say you post something and you want your friends to put it on their Instagram story and you want them to have access to your profile and to see what you're posting, that's why you would do that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then you change it back to private after that.
Yep. That's the idea.
Oh, really?
It has nothing to do with you, in other words.
Yes.
Right.
Nothing to do with you.
Which she couldn't imagine.
Right. Of course.
Okay. We got time for one more, Allie.
Dear Allie, me and my wife are having our first kid, and it's a baby boy. Do we circumcise him or not?
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's up to us? Well,
okay,
choice,
let's
really.
Draw straws. Let's God, winner doesn't.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ask Bob and Tom if I should get him circumcised. That's what I'll do.
Well, if you want your kid to have a weird dong, no. If you want it to live a normal
this is
life.
You talk about a controversial topic.
Of course.
Right.
There's no simple. Do some personal
research.
Search. Yeah.
Just,
you know, don't ask us, you weirdos.
I'm not going to do it. I want all my kids to be like the Beatles. You know, I want them uncut.
There's got to be a book about that, right?
Yeah.
The Beatles were all uncut?
Yeah, British guys.
In England, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
All British guys are.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Today? That's still
It's still
Allie, have you ever experienced the uncut gent?
The uncut? Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I dated a Greek guy for a while. That was...
Please. Wait a minute. This is just chapter 1.
It's going to be a long segment.
Dating a Greek guy.
Standing up.
Chapter 2. I'm sorry.
You wince every time you get on a
boy.
Bike.
Hey.
So that's
her face is turning so red.
That's the,
yeah, I can feel that.
I know, you can tell.
The new lube, baklava. Baklava.
Baklava.
Use it a little.
It's baklava.
I can never get that straight.
It's a baklava for your face.
So the race car drivers wear a
Baklava.
Baklava. The dessert is called.
That doesn't sound
baklava.
Right.
Baklava. Baklava.
Okay, something like that. I can never remember.
A baklava?
Yes. No, that's not right either.
Well, Allie, you better scour your phone. Get off the naughty pics.
I will.
Yeah, just remember.
I'll be doing some deleting.
There's four A's. Balaclava.
Balaclava.
Just remember, every time you take a nude picture and send it to a boy, your dad loses a year of his life.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're slowly murdering your father. I want you to know that.
And Josh knows that because, sadly, his dad is gone.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in Royal Rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.